Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress, here to give you my spoiler-free review of Reminiscence, which is a new movie with star Hugh Jackman and Rebecca Ferguson, Natalie Martinez, Daniel Wu, Dan Weed Newton, and Nico Parker are all part of this great movie that I actually got to review. I'm here to give you my take on it, what I thought about the movie, and I actually enjoyed it. This is a love story, and it is also a sci-fi noir detective mystery with a little bit of Waterworld, with a little bit of dark vibes, kind of like got a little dark apocalyptic vibes to it as well. And just to give you guys a little background on it, it's about a scientist. He is kind of like a mystery memory detective, and long story short, he uses the technology to try and find his lost love who mysteriously disappeared, and he goes down a big black hole of discovery and all kinds of stuff. I enjoyed the movie. I really enjoyed it. I think it was something fresh. It does require some tropes, of course. Nothing's ever unique anymore. There's a little bit of Inception vibes to it as well, it's not really Inception at all at the same time. So I really like the love story as well in this movie, and I think it's definitely worth your time if you're looking for a love story and kind of a dystopian future with a little sci-fi kick to it, some action and some mystery and intrigue, a little bit of suspense. I think you're going to enjoy this. Rebecca Ferguson did a great job in this movie as well. And I liked her, all her scenes and everything, and her connection with Hugh Jackman was very interesting. And Hugh Jackman, I think, did a great job. So I see that while I'm looking on Google here, I see some of the critics are not giving it a good shake. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, maybe because I was in the movie theater, but. I definitely give it a 4 out of 5. I like these kinds of stories. And if this is your kind of movie, I think you're going to enjoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wait. Do I have some problems with it? I guess some of the supporting characters, should I say, didn't get enough, I guess, backstory, I guess, to care about where they're at in their life, I guess. Other than that, the story is about Hugh Jackman's character and his connection to Rebecca Ferguson's character and their love and why the mysterious disappearance and without ruining the movie for it. The movie for you. I hope you watch it. It'll be out in theaters and on HBO Max for free, of course, if you already have as well. Nothing is free if you have HBO Max. You're paying for HBO Max. If you're a subscriber to HBO Max, you'll be able to watch this movie August 20th. It'll be in theaters and HBO Max. It's called Reminiscence, okay? Go look for it in theaters or watch it on HBO Max with your subscription. And I definitely give it, I have to give it a 4 out of 5. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, even with it does have some flaws, some plot flaws. I overlooked it because I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's got a little bit of action, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of just a different kind of movie. And it was just, a fresh on the palate, should I say, for me. But how about you go check it out? Go check out Reminiscence August 20th. And I recommend it, especially if you like mystery and with a little bit of sci-fi on, a little bit of thriller in your movies. This is definitely for you. We'll be back with more coverage of Tampa Bay Comic Convention, also MegaCon Orlando. We talked with a bunch of independent artists. I have another Q&A, Stefan Amell, that I want to also post on the feed. I'll probably get to it maybe Friday or so by the end of this week. Hopefully get that up. And look out for more stuff from Tampa Bay Comic Convention and also MegaCon Orlando. Thanks to everyone for the support. Thanks to all the reporting news outlets that credited Geek Culture Congress properly on the Jim Shooter Secret Wars story and the Ray Fisher stories as well. And his Q&A at MegaCon Orlando. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And don't forget, we are live each and every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, okay? Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel. Also, you'll be able to listen to audio version of that podcast after. And give us a follow on Instagram. We're three words all together, Geek Culture Congress. Separate them on Facebook. Hope to see you again Monday. Have a good one, everybody. Go see Reminiscence at home or in the movies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.